All right, we will go ahead and call the meeting to order. If everybody could please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lynn, if you could please do the roll call.
Trustee Dye is absent. Trustee Freckleton?
Here.
Trustee Howard?
Here.
Trustee Kwiatek?
Here.
Trustee Lloyd?
Here.
Trustee Labai?
Here.
Trustee Lupoli?
Here.
Great. And any requests for public participation?
No requests.
Okay. Well, with that, welcome everyone. We'll go ahead and get started with the public hearing on policies.
Hold one sec. Daniel. Oh, there it is. I was like, where's my record button? Is it recording?
Give it a second. It's got the 3 seconds to go.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Okay. Good afternoon. We have before you policy 6.19 for its second reading. The statutes regarding leave of absences, the statutes were recently revised to update military leave, so the policy has just been revised to comply with those four statutes. Again, this is your second reading. This is the second reading. Questions be happy to answer.
A motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
We have another policy for review. This is for its first reading as it relates to the college's mission statement. The trustees approved a new mission statement some time back. However, it was not brought up as a policy. So as such, we're bringing this as policy 1.02 for the mission statement. Again, it's the first reading. Be happy to answer any questions. If not, show approval.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. You have just some informational item on agreements and surplus donations.
Consent agenda?
Oh, there is a consent.
Oh, geez. Consent agenda. Anybody have an item they want to pull off? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes.
All righty. Thank you. Great day to retreat. It's always good to look at the accomplishments of the past year and look forward to the next year and beyond. Always exciting to look at the future and dream big and thank the team around me because it is a team effort. Starting with the board and senior staff and everybody that supports all the initiatives. So it was a great day and looking forward to some of the initiatives we talked about. We had our first inaugural women's flag football game, and some of you were able to make that, and it was good to see the support there for our first year of the program. They've had a successful season, as I mentioned in the retreat, and looking forward to their playoff run. We had our annual awards, employee awards celebration, and what was our longest employee? 40. We had honored a 40-year employee,
which was nice to see, and had our annual women's history luncheon, which was a success as usual. We hosted the Alliance 4 event. That's a collaboration between us and CareerSource and Business and Industry, where we bring them on campus to engage in dialogue and as kind of another way, Nellie, we find out about programs that we might need to start. Comes from that Alliance 4, where we're talking to business industry, and it's actually where this goes back probably 9 years ago when we started doing this. We started our construction technology program. It was out of that event. Been real busy. We if you don't know, Lowell Lohman is a big flag football player, All-American, and we had invited him to a game and gave him a jersey and all that. He invited us to his house. So the women's flag football team and the coach, myself, went to the house and toured his basically his garage is a hall of fame of all of his accomplishments and Nancy's as well, and his son Ty, who played football. So we got to tour that, and they presented a nice check for the flag football team, you know, for their program. So we're it was a great event for the young ladies. They represented us so well. It was really nice to have them there. So shout out to the Lomans for having us over there. It was a great event. We had our student awards convocation, which we do every year. We got to celebrate a lot of our student awards as well as employees for some of their outstanding work. And that kind of wraps up. I know we talked a lot at the retreat, so I'm going to end it there. And that's my report.
Great. Thank you, Tom. On to finance. Marty.
All right. Good afternoon. I know it's been a long day for the board, so I'll try to make the financial report short and sweet. But as Nellie mentioned at the retreat, accounting is fun. So why don't we jump right in and have a little fun? All right. Starting with our operating revenue budget versus actual, you can see up there that we've collected now $25.7 million, or 88% of our tuition fee revenue. Collected $46.5 million, or 70% of our state revenues, $4.9 million, or 70% of our other revenue sources, and $5.3 million, or 100% of our board-approved transfers. So in total, we've now collected, this is through March 31st, three-fourths of the way through the fiscal year, $82.4 million, or 76% of our operational budget. So right on track from a revenue collection standpoint at this juncture. Flipping over to our expenditures, similar budget versus actual, you can see that we've now expended $52.4 million, or 70% of our personnel budget. We've obligated $22.3 million, or 80% of our current expense budget. Of that, $17.9 million is expended, and $4.4 million is still encumbered. We've obligated $2.5 million, or 53% of our capital outlay budget in Fund 1. Of that amount, $1.7 million of actual expenditures and $815,000 encumbered. So to date, through March 31st, we've now obligated $77.2 million of our overall budget of $108 million. And if you take away the encumbrances, we've expended $72 million, or 66% of our budget. With just one quarter remaining, we're really in a good position from an expenditure standpoint, looking like we might come in under budget. The last quarter of the year, we typically throttle down a little bit, close out purchase orders, and so I'm expecting us to do a similar path this year. All right, this is our carry forward, our Fund 1 fund balance reserves. Started the year with $25.5 million roughly. Of that, just over $6 million of state-required reserve, that's the 5%. 1.6 is the board-designated reserve, and about just over $17 million of unallocated Fund 1 reserves. And then we had a designation and a rollover POs, purchase orders and encumbrances of $739,000. And so through March 31st, we're projecting a fund balance of roughly $24 million, 23.9. Okay, taking a look at year over year, this is our revenue. So you can see that we're very consistent as we typically are. We've collected 76% of our overall budgeted revenues through March 31st. Last year at the same point in time, we collected 74%. So we're doing a little better than last year. And then our three-year look at tuition and fee. This is sometimes not always a great slide to show, but it's more and more. I'm happy to stand up here and show it these days. So you can see this year we've collected $25.6 million through March 31st. Last year we were right above $23 million. So that's roughly $2.6 million more at this point in time, about 11.5%. So that's really good from a tuition and fee standpoint.
Hey, Marty, can you just remind me of the definition of full cost tuition?
Full cost is those students who attempt the class multiple times and then are forced, they can appeal the third time. On the fourth attempt, they must pay the full out-of-state tuition and fee amount. So it's a much higher than the in-state tuition and fee.
Rate to the out-of-state, but it's right. An in-state student.
Right. That's it, yep.
Thank you. The state basically saying we've subsidized.
We've tried, yeah.
Three times, and you know, have to pay the full freight.
Yep. So that, you know, as enrollment goes, you know, that's just a product of the number of students and those that a similar population that may be struggling and taking courses multiple times.
And I should remember this one, but what's the big bump in other fees? It's a good news story, but from 23 to 24, it goes up like $1 million or 800,000 or so.
Again, I would say enrollment. Yep, is gonna do, you know, and maybe more online, possibly the distance learning fees is balled up in there, and that's our online courses that get $15 per credit hour. Sometimes that's a big chunk of it.
It's a great overall slide. I mean, look at that, $2.6 million.
Yeah.
More.
And we also instituted we got a full year of the new application fee for the domestic students. We had an international application fee. Now we charge a $15 application fee for all students. Okay. So that was a newer fee.
Thank you.
Yep.
And the other fees, those are the ones that are associated to tuition. Those are all the...
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a correlation that with... Yeah. At the moment, there's some attached fees to it. So if enrollment goes up, they're going to go. That's going to go up as well. Yep. In addition to some of those one-offs. Yeah.
Okay. This is our the expenditure side of the equation with the budget versus actual year over year. Again, we spend pretty consistent, just like the revenue comes in consistently. Our spending habits are fairly consistent as well. You can see we've expended 70% of our personnel budget this year versus 66% of it last year at this time. We've obligated 80% of our current expense budget this year versus 73% last year. And we've obligated 53% of our capital outlay budget versus 50% at the same juncture last year. Okay, shifting over to Fund 7, our capital projects. This slide shows all our major funding sources in Fund 7. It's kind of our main control accounts. And the summary of this slide, a little easier format, is here. We started the year with about $49.3 million. Revenue received to date, roughly $13.8 million. We've obligated $42.4 million this year. And of that amount, expended just under $38 million. With $4.5 million still open, uncumbered with purchase orders. So that leaves us a fund balance per this report, March 31st, of roughly $20.7 million. Of that amount, we've got $7.6 of it committed and just over $13 million uncommitted and available for projects. Here's the list of our major projects that are still active. 21 major projects at this point in time that make up an estimated cost of $83.7 million. Nothing new made the list this particular board meeting from the prior meeting, so I won't go over the details, but you can see it's quite an extensive list, and that's page 2. And here's are a few of the projects that we completed so far through the fiscal year. Three projects at a cost of $2.1 million. We've got a few that were on the prior list that are very close to being on this list. So we hope by certainly by the June board meeting, we'll see a few more here that we've been able to close out. Just a matter of doing the final final payments, final invoicing, and things of that nature. So, been an active year for our facilities team. And that concludes my report. Do have an informational item as we normally do. It's all of our payments over $50,000 for 2 months, I believe. Yeah, there's February. Again, this does, regardless of form of payment, ACH, wire, check, any payment over $50,000, we bring to the board for informational item. So if that was February, and here's March's list, and nothing unusual there. Okay, thank you.
Good morning or afternoon. Sorry, lost track of time. Three items today from facilities.
Yeah.
Attachment number 18, which is in front of you, is the request for replacing the chiller at the News Journal Center chiller plant, which is currently inoperable. The college requested bids for a 30-ton variable speed chiller with accessories from three different suppliers, Trane Corporation, York Chillers, and Carrier Chillers. The low bid was Thermetrics with the Carrier Chiller at $317,223.31. Additionally, there's some controls work and other work that needs to be done after the installation. So we're requesting an overall budget of $355,000as a total project budget. It is recommended that the Board of Trustees approve Thermetrics Carrier utilizing the Lake County contract, the amount of $317,223.31, and an overall budget of $355,000 for the replacement of the chiller at the Daytona Beach News Journal Center.
So moved.
Second.
I have one question. Just quality-wise, same between the three?
Yes. Yeah, all top brand, all Carrier, York, Trane, they all make a very good product. So there's no quality difference in the type of chiller that we're getting.
Any other questions, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Item two, agenda attachment 19, is actually a closeout. Prerequisite to college statute 1013.5, SRF section 4.2, final payments must be made and approved on capital construction projects. The district board approved Ajax Company for the Deltona campus Building 1 welding project back in August of 23. The contract has been approved and met. Guaranteed price has been paid. The contract has been filled. Ajax is returning to us a credit of $255,578.59, so just under 10% off the entire project we saved there. It is recommended that the board approve the final credit for the Deltona Campus Building 1 welding project and accept the amount of $255,578.59 to be made back to Daytona State College.
So moved.
Second. Anybody not want to take? All those in favor?
Budget.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. The last one is something that we reviewed this morning pursuant to statute 278.57, college solicited bids for general contractors that meet our requirements in holding pre-qualification certificates. For this project, it was pretty small, and we only received one bid. This is to remodel the Freshens area in the Gail Lemeron Student Center. Bomar Construction was the construction company that submitted, and their qualified bid for $634,000 was received and approved. This has been reviewed by the board attorney and is being submitted for board approval. Scope of work has also been reviewed by the Facilities Planning Advisory Council. So we're recommending the board approved Bomar Construction in the amount of $634,000 pursuant to statute 287.
So moved.
Second.
Get there one day.
Wishful thinking for the 300.
Yeah.
I was trying. Right? I really wanted to do it for 300,000, but I just couldn't squeeze it out.
And I assume just because there's only one bid that you guys are comfortable that's in the ballpark of what it
there cost. Yes. Cost per square foot is very high, but it's because it's a retail establishment and we have to follow the Freshens guidelines. Okay. So there's a heavy equipment package that comes with this, very heavy. So yeah, we're there.
Any other questions, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. We've got a couple of updates and requests here from Academic Affairs. We have one program revision and a course revision and a couple of new programs before we move on to an exciting time to talk about some awardees. So the first major program revision that we have is with office administration. This is with the AS degree. This is actually to remove courses within the program that are no longer part of the program according to the CTE curriculum frameworks. The second one that we have here is the major course revision for our SLS class. This is a student success class that we have all of our students take, and we have made some revisions to that particular content that aligns it better with actual student development as people, so that we are able to have them do a little more reflective writing. It makes it a more writing intensive course as well. So as one of the first courses they take, not only are they introduced to how to be a great student, but also to have some better self-reflection skills as well as writing skills when they leave that particular course. And then we have two new programs that we talked a little bit about this morning at the board retreat. So the AS in Aerospace Technology as well as the certificate program in avionics. And those are the four things that we have for the academic affairs for the board's approval.
Motion to approve all four.
Second. Questions or discussion on any of the items? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Thank
great.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Lynn, if I'm not mistaken, we've got NYSOD next. Yep. Okay, awesome. All right, well, I am pleased to present our NYSOD Award winners this year. For those of you that are not familiar with this particular organization, sorry, I'm so short. Okay. So it is the National Institute for Staff and Organizational Development, and their mission in this particular program or for this organization is to advance teaching and leadership in both community and technical colleges. They, with our work with NYSOD, one of the major benefits that we have is to be able to obtain research and innovations in best practices that get shared among all of the different member colleges. And there is an annual meeting in Austin, Texas, which is always a fun place to go visit, that is held in May. And so we have some excellent award recipients this year that we have nominated from Daytona State that have really led the way in terms of their leadership within their different divisions and their programs. So without further ado, I will have each of you stand up as I call out your name, and I guess you could stay standing maybe? Okay. They will not be in the order in which they're seated because I have them in alphabetical order for you for the presentation. So so Neil Clemens, you all are very familiar with Neil, Campus Director at DeLand and Deltona campuses. Stephen DeMartin is one of our machining faculty who was not able to be here with us today because, you know, there's this thing called class that we have going on. So, and we have, as you know, in the CTE programs, highly skilled faculty that are teaching in all those programs. So it's difficult for them to step away and have the students still get their time in class. But a big congratulations to Stephen DeMartin. Marty Goldis. He's one of our coordinators in the School of Education. We could not teach our teachers without Marty. Beth Hoodeman, our Associate Director. There we go, all the way at the end. Associate Director for Admissions and Recruitment. Again, we would not have the strength of the programs that we do have without the wonderful students that team brings into the institution. We have Dr. Lakeisha Holmes, who is our Associate Vice President for the College of Arts and Sciences. We also have Karen Corey, who is our Chair for the School of Biological and Physical Sciences, and she's also a senior professor highly regarded by her colleagues and here at Daytona State. We have Dr. Nathan Kotas, who during the consent agenda just got moved up from to associate professor, so that's very exciting. Congratulations. Double kudos today. He's also our assistant chair for within the School of Business of Administration. And then we have Deidre Secker, assistant professor of psychology in the School of Social Sciences. And so I would like for everybody to have a big round of applause and a congratulations to our NYSOD recipients. And that concludes the report from Academic Affairs.
Great, thank you. And thanks, congratulations to all the award winners. The great things that happen here happen because of folks like you, and it's great to be able to see you here today. So good luck in Austin. Tom, constituent.
Okay. Quick update on... Natasha Powell is still working on trying to get back here, and had a conversation with her last week. I'll touch base with her again in this week and keep you all apprised. She does thank you for the note that y'all wrote to her, so thank you. So with that, we have Kaylee Boyette from the SGA.
Thank you, Dr. Labasso. So, yes, my name is Kaylee Boyette. I am one of the executive officers for SGA as well as the president of Phi Theta Kappa, and I'm one of the resident assistants for the residence hall. So I'm here. I'm happy to talk to you about what SGA has done for the spring semester. So we started our semester strong with our annual Welcome Back and Club Rush. We had many different clubs and organizations come out and showcase their clubs and organizations so that students can learn what they can join and be a part of here at Daytona State. We went to the Florida College System Activities Association Conference. We got to meet many different SGAs from across the state of Florida, as well as having the opportunity of meeting with some legislators in the Florida Capitol. We met with Senator Tom Leake, Representatives Webster Barnaby, Chase Tremont, Bill Partington, as well as the legislative aide of Senator Wright, who was Christopher Morris. It was really inspiring to speak with these legislators and see how student voices can make an impact on their college campuses. We partnered with Daytona State Athletics this semester. We helped showcase the men's and women's televised basketball games, as well as the women's televised flag football game. We did a halftime show at these events. We did pizza, cotton candy, face painting, as well as a scholarship from Foundation. We helped support our ATC campus for the Engineering Exploration Day. They also revealed a new PS5 for that campus as well. So we did a ribbon cutting for that new gaming system for them. Next, we have our Black History Student Discussion, as well as our Women's History Student Discussion. We hosted those two events, and we got to have inspiring panelists come and share their perspectives, answering questions, and it was really inspiring to hear from them and hear their stories. And we also broadcasted those discussions to the regional campuses so those students can also join us in these discussions. We welcomed spring with our Spring Fest. We had a gentleman come and did airbrushed nameplates. We also had ice cream from Jeremiah's, and we had a spring activity where they got to paint a flower pot with a little plant in it. We also invited our clubs and organizations to come and help us promote Safe Spring Break, since this took place right before spring break. PTK also hosted its Asian Pacific Islander event, and SGA helped collaborate with that. We gave an opportunity for students to learn and celebrate our Asian Pacific Islander history and culture, and we had foods and billboards that were made by clubs and food made by Mets to give students those opportunities to learn more about those cultures and histories. Residence Hall hosted its annual spring cookout. We wanted our residents to come together and enjoy the spring semester with us. We had water games, SGA. One of our SGA members was grilling food for us. And it was just a really great resident community building event for us. We started our intramural basketball league this spring, which is by far one of the most popular intramural sports that we have. We just had our championship game yesterday, so we have finally concluded with basketball this semester. We then had our annual club banquet. We recognized our clubs and organizations that came out and celebrated with us. We gave out 4 awards to those who were nominated by their club presidents as well as their club advisors. And as you can see in the left photo, there was a good bit of us there. And we were very, very thankful for everyone that came out to celebrate their clubs and organizations. And then finally, we did some community engagement opportunities. So we partnered with Daytona State College AFC for Valentine's Day, where we wrapped candy bars and we did handwritten notes from SGA to deliver to the staff and faculty. And then we recently, SGA and Student Life, we participated in the first ever Jeep Beach March to Stop Suicide event, where we walked 2 laps around the speedway, which is about 5 miles. We were very tired at the end. And then after the march, we heard speeches from veterans as well as the hosts for the event. And we heard from veterans from the Beyond the Brotherhood. They came and spoke to us. So we were very, very excited to have participated in that march. And that concludes my presentation for SGA.
Thank you. Great presentation. And from your intro, it sounds like you're not very involved here. thanks for all you do. Yeah.
Yes, Kaylee, excellent job. And, you know, I don't know about you all, but to me, I'm just, you know, vision accomplished in terms of what Student Life and SGA has transformed at this institution. This was not happening, you know, just a few years ago. And, you know, we really wanted to amp up our student life. And obviously having that student center, the activities you saw in the student center, that's what keeps me going every day when I get to walk through the student center and see the students doing their thing. And so having that student center and, you know, and all the other the residence hall and expansion of athletics is really – when you're on this campus now, it's so much. You know, again, being here 24 years, I can tell you the energy is much higher than I say it was back 24 years ago. So, great job to Student Life and SGA. Keep up the good work, and maybe we'll have another couple hundred students for you to entertain on campus at some point. And great report, Kaylee. Admin Council, Aneris Inman.
Nearest, that's a tough act to follow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I was song and a dance ready for you. No. I don't. good afternoon, everyone. Always a pleasure to be before the board. Everyone else, meh. I'm kidding. You guys are just as great. So I have a brief update from the admin council for you. We met last week, and we opened up our meeting with a guest speaker, actually, from the Daytona Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau. She just shared some information about some of the fun things that we can do right here locally in our backyard with our families as we enter the summer vacation hours. And so checking out some of the local spots that some of us may not even know exist right here. We are also nearing the end of our election process for the 25-26 officers. Ballots for positions were emailed out on 4/15, and they will close next week on 4/30. We are excited because I think we had a full slate, actually, of nominees for that. So excited to wrap that up. And then lastly, we are gearing up to participate in our second Daytona State College Day of Service this weekend on Saturday from 9 until noon. We will go out and conduct a beach cleanup at Sunsplash Park. So hopefully everyone has gotten that email. You're signed up. You have your gloves and your pails, and you're ready to go make our beaches a little more beautiful. That's all I have for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Naris. Great community outreach event. And for Faculty Senate, Paul Capps.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Board. We had a couple of brief motions this at our meeting last month. One of them was to request that the Faculty Senate Awards, where we award our own faculty members and also some of the support staff, we recognize their excellence. We've requested that that be made once again part of Dr. Labasso's welcome back message in the fall, and he graciously said that, you know, happy to do it, so we appreciate that. We are actually in the middle of voting for our Faculty Senate Awards. That voting will wrap up around the 1st of May. We're tweaking our bylaws, again, just minor tweaks, nothing that would affect anybody outside of us, but that's just what we're doing in Senate right at this point. And I believe that completes all my report. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. And I think it was discussed previously, but we now have a career and professional group. It's the new combined group, and we're going to have April Brunning. Bruning, give us an update.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here. And we are now going to be a combined group, the career employees and the professional employee groups, which combined is over 500 staff here at Daytona State. I'm very excited to share the progress of the merging, and here are some updates from our meeting from last week. We had a large group of people show up. Actually, we had over 75 people in the meeting, which was great turnout. We have successfully merged our email list, which is a feat in itself, and our Teams channel as well. We discussed the officer's position and the bylaws committee, kind of tweaking that as well, discussed nominations for officers, and decided on co-chairs for this committee, as it's such a large group, instead of just having a president. So we conducted a survey for the name, and we did have an overwhelming winner, which we are not allowed to say quite yet because marketing has to approve it first, and then we'll be ready to announce. It's a pretty cool name. Our upcoming events, there's a bunch of them, including the beach cleanup, which Janaris spoke about this Saturday. Hope to see a lot of you there. There's also coffee with campus safety coming up May 1st. I encourage everyone to go and catch up on the latest campus safety projects and what they're doing to help our different campuses here at Daytona State. There's also some News Journal events, and there is the Cork and Fork coming up on May the 4th. So the way to remember that is May the Fork or Cork be with you. All right, so we're thrilled to, and we look forward to seeing where the merge of these two groups brings us and for the continued support. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great update, and great to see the consolidated group doing good things. Great, thank you. I think we have some special guests you want to recognize real quick before we move on.
Well, if you let's do the just the board updates before we conclude.
Sure.
This fell off my radar, and we'll do a bigger, more proper introduction in the fall. But you know, we might have some sophomores that won't be here, so just wanted to have some of the women's, you know, national champions. and they came over without the trophy, so two of them are sprinting back and getting the trophy. We're going to give them a golf cart so they can make it a little quicker. So so give some slow comments, and we can drag this out, and then we'll just have them introduce themselves and hoist a trophy in front of them here. Oh, and yes, and that's why I can't believe it kind of fell off my radar. We're doing the shirts, and I didn't connect the dot. But anyway, a lot going on this time of the year. That kind of happened. But yes, in front of you is a shirt commemorating the national championship of these young ladies. We got the board members golf shirts that they can sport out in the community to celebrate your victory there. But let's just wait a few minutes if we could. And
no worries.
To the updates. Yeah.
So just a few things on my mind. One, of course, you know, the culmination of why we're all here is graduation. I think obviously you guys have all been invited, and you know, I'd encourage you to attend, you know, one or more of the ceremonies. I think we all say every time we go that when you sit through those and see the excitement on the students and the parents' faces, it brings home, you know, why institutions like this are so important and what it is we're here doing day in and day out. So encourage you to go. The legislative session is wrapping up, but still certainly a ways from being over. So I encourage my fellow board members, if you run into one of our delegation or anybody else, remind them of how important the Florida State Colleges are, and in particular how important Daytona State College is. I think it's always a great message when they hear it from one of their constituents. Great day at the retreat today. You know, we learned a lot about things that have been happening, from new programs, new facilities, new accreditation, championship teams, which we'll talk more about, the vibrant campus life, just so many good things going on. And, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes back to that key word, student success. It's why we're here, and it's nice to see how all the little individual pieces fill into that. You know, for all the people around the room and, you know, the award winners and everybody, none of this happens without everybody at the college. It takes a team. It takes a great leader, which you have, but Tom would be the first to also say it takes a great team. So just thanks from the board for all you guys do, whatever your part of the unique mission of Daytona State is. Everybody plays a role in making sure something positive happens every day and preventing something negative from happening. So I just want to say heartfelt appreciation and thanks for all you do. And then, the board updates, I just once again like to say how valuable those are to me, and I think to the entire board. It's great to hear from the different constituent groups what's going on and what you guys are doing and you know, how your group contributes to the mission of the university. So kudos for that. And since Randy isn't here, in honor of him, I'll end with Go Falcons.
Yeah. There you go. President Labasso, I've never been encouraged to talk longer at the microphone. Yeah. But we'll go ahead and get started. I would like to reiterate the importance of the graduation ceremonies on May 13th. You know, I said last time that I had a chance at the microphone, we're unpaid for our position on the district board, but we are greatly rewarded on that day. That is where the student outcomes, you know, we see the fruits of all of your labor and our responsibilities as trustees. And so it's a great day. And So if you can make it, make it. Some, all, whatever. But it's a great thing to celebrate with our graduates. And next, I would like to say Natasha Powell, come home to us. You know, we hope that works out well. And you see what's going on with SGA, and it's just the heart and vibrancy of our students and our student life. Appreciate the good efforts, and hopefully we'll all be saying prayers that she gets to walk with her graduating class on May 13th. And then lastly, you know, we talk in our mission statement that's up there on the screen, and we talk about the culture of continuous improvement. And, you know, not just words, but looking at it and everything that we do. It's excellence in academics. It's excellence on the athletic field. It's excellence in student life and community. And, you know, it's just such a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this. And I said this to the Senate Committee on Higher Education in my reconfirmation hearing, but it's, you know, it's a real privilege to be on this board. And I don't think all of our, you know, boards across the state can say that. And it was a, you know, I was complaining a little bit about the experience of having to appear in front of the committee, but it was good in actually seeing, hey, we've got it good, and be able to talk a little bit about Daytona State College and how great it is. And speaking of continuous improvement and the culture of continuous improvement, when you can bring home the natty, that's pretty good, huh? So go Falcons.
And Gators.
Again, it's a wonderful, wonderful day to be sitting here with the board. We had a wonderful morning. Went through all the stuff that we needed to do. And like I said, it's always a pleasure to be here and to see how great this institution is. What you have done with it, Dr. Labasso, in bringing it up, and the folks that surround you. And we can tell in a little while about these young ladies that went and got the big trophy, and I'm sure they're going to try and do it again this year. It's exciting, and I wear this proudly. As a matter of fact, I'm going down to Jamaica to play in my high school's annual golf tournament, and I'll wear this shirt.
There you go.
Short of about Daytona State. So, again, it's just wonderful to be here, and it's a great day to be a Falcon.
Well, now that the national championship trophy has arrived, I will be more brief. we have had an exceptional day today from beginning to end. I think what shocks, well, which I enjoy every time, is that everyone that presents is really an expert in what they do. And it's not that they prepped and they got ready just for today. I think they are exceptional in what they do every day here for the college. So kudos to the team, of course, led by Tom. Of the staff, the faculty, SGA again. I mean, I get it. It's the end of the semester, but that was just so much stuff. I was just kind of blown away by everything everyone's doing in all facets. Congratulations to the award winners for your exceptional work. It's really excellence. And just when you think you can't get any better, you know, we do. We keep raising the bar. So congratulations to all. I'm looking forward to commencement, May 13th. And go Falcons.
Well, Bob, thanks. I had underlined culture of continuous improvement before you said it, and so thank you for laying the groundwork. I know it. I can tell. But, no, another piece of that, though, is these course revisions that we make and the way you all bring those to us and also the additional programs. That also is a component of that culture of continuous improvement. So thank you for laying that foundation. Also want to say excited that the Songwriters Festival next week, Wednesday, with the kickoff show, we're going to be raising part of the ticket proceeds. For those of you that haven't got your tickets yet, yeah, I'm looking at some of y'all. All right? Now, you need to go to... Okay, because you get a $20 discount if you're Daytona State staff or student from your ticket. A portion of those ticket proceeds will go to the Flagler County Education Foundation specifically for scholarships to Daytona State. Plus, we'll be given a check that night for $6,000 to Daytona State College Foundation as well. And I'm really appreciative of our Board of Trustees that are going to be able to attend that night and join us that night along with Tom. And Kristen, and I think you're having some of your foundation board members join you as well. And also the next day, we're actually taking two of those songwriters that are performing that night, and we're sending them over to the News Journal Center to not only perform a little bit for the students, but also do a Q&A with the students around the music industry with them at the Mike Kerb School. So we're real excited on that, and you got to let me know who's coming to pick them up, though, so I know. And last but not least, definitely what an awesome retreat today. A lot of great discussion. Randy, thank you for your leadership as well. Sometimes we don't speak enough about that, along with your vice chair over there, too. And, you give us great leadership. You inspire us to think and opening it up for some other ideas, and you kind of stretched our imagination a little bit further today, I think, too. And I really appreciate that, and I think we all appreciate it as well. So just want to say thank you to you. And then, of course, last but not least, Tom Lovasso, thank you for everything that you do to lead this great group of people. And, Lynn, thank you for keeping him in line.
We know who the real boss is. So I've been a part of the Board of Trustees for 2 months now, and it is amazing how much I have learned about this institution and how much you do. And, you know, everybody in this room, we're all so lucky because we get to sit here and talk about all these great things that are happening. And not every board gets to do that. I certainly consider myself very lucky, and there's just a lot to celebrate. And that's wonderful because we should really enjoy these moments. It's very special. And Dr. Lovasso, of course, all under your leadership. So thank you for what you do. I was born and raised in Volusia County. I came to this campus. You know, there's always something. There's summer camp, you're here, and you take a class, and you might take an IB exam or whatever it is. And you're right. The feeling and the buzz and the energy on this campus, it's so different. It has evolved so much over the 40 years of my life, but it's made such a huge change for the whole community, and it's brought the community closer. So thank you. And Lynn, you're amazing. Thank you for everything you do. You really just, you are the glue that kind of keeps everything together, and I'm grateful for you. I wanted to offer my personal services for the Italy study abroad. If I could be helpful in any way, please let me know. I'm happy to help. I'm happy to help, yes. I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve. And I'm going to stop talking because I'm being blinded by a huge trophy. So, go Falcons.
Thank you. All right, well, young ladies, come on up here. These are the team leadership for the national champions. Come on this way here so we can see you in the trophies. I think we got you just out of practice. I kind of whiffed on this because I should have made this the whole team thing, and just a lot going on, and we'll have maybe the whole team come in the fall because they'll be gone by the time the May board meeting comes. But this is the leadership team, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. Just give me your name and where you're from, and you're moving on, I think, right? And yeah. Tell us where they're going. And again, I got to go to Kansas. And prior to that, I watched almost all of their home games, it was, about 70% into the season when I just saw something. I said, wow. I said, we're dangerous, and we could do some damage. And they did damage the whole way forward. First appearance ever for us to be in the national tournament and to make a run. There have been teams that have been at that national tournament for a decade and have not won it. For us to do it in our first try is special. These are a special group of ladies here. So they're part of the leadership group of the team. So if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself and let them know where you're from and where you're heading off to.
So I'm Yuna. I'm from Germany, and I will move on to Long Beach in California.
I'm Sienna. I'm from Tampa, and I'll be here next year.
Hello, I'm Jimena, and I'm from Spain.
Hi, I'm Haley. I'm from Port St. Lucie, and yeah, I'll be here in the fall next season.
And defender, midfielder, forward, center defender. Yeah. Excellent. I mean, they just killed it. Sienna threaded the needle on a perfect pass to Prinny, who's from Jamaica, and that's where Lloyd's from, who scored the winning goal. Sienna really lit it up towards the end of the season, finding the back of the net, you know, scoring some big goals. And, again, Haley on the outside was, I mean, fast. I don't think I could run by her, even back when I could run. And then Yuna in the center, very smart player, and is unfortunately going to leave us. But we always wish you we always wish our athletes the best to move on, and all the other three young ladies will go to some really good schools to continue their soccer education. I have no doubt whatsoever. So how about a round of applause for the national champs? Yay. Yes, these three are returning. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah, I'll take a quick photo.
Now I'll stay put too because I want your photo. let's come over here because I can't do it in front of that screen.
Randy, why don't you come on?
Yeah, I was going to say. Randy.
Go Falcons.
Good luck to you.
How about that trophy?
Impressive.
Great.
Oh, ladies, you'll be getting one of these things. Yeah.
Showdown.
Yeah. Well, I did the board.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh, everybody. So yeah, this is the national championship ring for the women's golf team. That yeah, this was a special group, so I got this ring. That group was all from Florida, and we have on order national championship rings for the ladies as well, which hopefully will be coming in before the banquet. So
nice.
Yeah. So not easy to do, you know, as being a former player. It's a gauntlet of a playoff. I think I can't remember the number now, but I counted it. It was like six or seven win or go home games. Like you win and you keep going, or you go home. Between the regional playoffs, the Southeast playoffs, and the national tournament. So yeah, 2, 4, and then another 3, 7. Yeah, before the national, 8 total. You know, win or go home. And they didn't want to go home. They did not want to go home. The semifinal game, I think I told you guys, just it was a killer because we were winning, then they tied it. They were outplaying us pretty good in the second half. And they go up with 6 minutes or so left. They go up 2-1. You know, we're watching the game, and it was kind of like, oh, you know, this could be it. And then 19 seconds left. Who crossed the ball? She crossed the ball. No. Prinny crossed the ball, and she scored the tying goal with 19
wow.
seconds left.
Wow.
19 seconds left. It was a head ball. Was it a head?
Yeah.
Yeah. A head ball tying goal
oh,
with 19 seconds
goodness.
Left.
Oh, my goodness.
No pressure.
I mean, you can write a book on that, right?
No pressure.
I mean, write a book on that one. And then we go into overtime. No score. Then we go to penalty kicks, and it's usually the best out of five. We ended up tied, and that goes sudden death. One for one. And our goalie, you know, who's an All-American, saved kick six, saved kick seven. We missed our six, and then she makes the winning goal. She's our seventh kicker, is our goalie, and she makes the winning goal.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a storybook. It's a memory you will never, no one will ever take that away from you. So congratulations, and look forward. Like I said, we have these four coming back. We have a lot of returning players. Yeah, a lot of returning players. So we'll be looking forward to see you guys next season. So thank you.
What about the final?
And then the final. Yeah, the final went to over. Yeah, the final went.
Oh, the final. Yeah, with Trini. When she scored that final winning goal.
Yeah, she scored. Yeah. Well, before that, too, in that, oddly enough, early in the second half, Prinny gets pulled down as the last player to score, straight red card for the other team. They had to go down. They went down a player.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would have thought that would have given us the advantage. But that team came back, and I mean, and we're honest about it, everything. Right? They outplayed us for a good chunk of that time while they were down a player, and they were outplaying us. They lit up, but we stayed tough. Our goalie made some crazy saves, right? kept us, you know, it was a nail biter, and then the last 5 minutes we started to get, you know, a little bit of advantage, and then. 5 minutes into the first overtime period, Sienna gets the ball and finds his crease, sends it, and Prinny gets the ball. Goalie comes out, beats the goalie, and then passes it in ever so slowly that I'm like, get in there and get a goal. And she scores the winning goal for the championship game. And so it was, again, it was just a great, as you can tell, I can recap the whole play-by-play. Soccer players do. So anyway, well, again, congratulations. We'll see you all next year. That concludes our report.
Thank you. With that, thanks again to everyone, and we'll adjourn the meeting.